Okay, we're doing Daf HaShuva V'Chagiga Chaf Gimel. Last year we got up to Chaf Beis, on the base, three lines in the bottom by the two dots. We'll start with there, continuing quoting the Mishnah. Hanoseas Hamidras, Noseas HaTruma, Avaloes HaKodesh. So if you're carrying something that was stepped on by a Zov, you could still carry Trum at the same time, if you're careful that neither the person or the thing that's tummy comes in contact with the Truma. But you can't do that with Kodesh. So they want to ask, Kodesh, my time alone. So why can't you do it with Truma? Right? As long as it's not touching the food or anything like that, so it should be reason. Mishum Maisa Shahai, the reason was because something happened, a story happened. The Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Maisa Be'echad Shahai, Ma'avir Chavis Shel Yayin, Kodesh. So he was holding a wine that had Kodesh, Mimokum Lamokum. Now we go on the top of Chav Gimel. V'nifseka Ritzua Shel Sandalo, and the strap of his sandal that was now the sandal was coming from a zov, it's a medrash, right? It broke off. So what did the guy do? Unatola v'hinicha al pi chavis. So he broke it off. He picked it up and he put it on the covering, the mouth of the chavis, the barrel. And what happened? V'naflu la'avir chavis, and it went into the airspace, and that makes it tame. Like, you know, Vinitmes, yeah. But also Shah Amr, so at that time, when the Chazal heard about this, some of them probably weren't there, but when you go into the airspace of a Kli Cheres, it becomes Tame. So, Anose es Hamedres, Anose es Hatruma, Avalo es HaKodesh. So, that's what they made this rule, that you can, if you're carrying something that's Tame from a Zav, so then you can only do Truma, but you can't do it with Kodesh. So, 1 second. Now, let's work this out. The whole reason why they made this osir is because of this maisa, so then ihachi truma nami. The same thing could have happened with truma, right? It would have made the truma tame. Someone says, Hamani, so who's this going like? Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. This is like the sheet of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. The Amr, because he said in a similar case, was going to say, Lo osir ela beyardain uvasvina. That it only became osir, whatever the Chazal made in a very limited case, for the yardain and for a svina. Uchemaisa shahai, like the exact incident that happened. There's something that, a maisa, which triggered this whole enactment. So according to the Shita of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, whenever the Chazal make a gezerah to also something, they don't extend it to other cases. It's an exact case that happened. So just like this case that happened with the guy was with Kodesh, so then it was only limited to Kodesh. It doesn't apply to Truma. So Mahi, so what is the what's the story going on here? What's the background behind this whole Shita of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya? Titanya, we learned in a braisa, Lo yisa adam mechatos. You can't carry this for the para duma. You're not allowed to carry the water that you need or the afer, the ashes that you need, and carry them across the yardain if you're on a boat. And you can't stay on one side of the Yarden River and throw them on the other side. You can't like float them across the river. You can't put them on the back of an animal who's on there. Not on the back of his friend. Unless the guy's feet are touching the ground as he's crossing. But you can transfer them across this river using a gesher, a bridge. You don't have to be any worried about something improper is going to happen. Both the Yarden and both other rivers this applies to. That's the shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Omer, Lo Osu El B'Yarden V'Svina U'Chamaisa Shehaya. No, the only prohibition is if he puts him in a yardain in a boat, like the maisa that happened. So Marag asked, "My maisa shahayu, what was it that happened?" To Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, maisa ba'adam echad shahayu ma'avir mechatos ve'efer chatos biyardain besfinas. The guy was transferring the waters for the mechatos and the efer the ashes from the paraduma on the yardin and the svina, v'nimtza kezayis meis tochu bekarkaiso shel safina. They found a kezayis of a mace, and it was like stuck in the floor of it. So it was ma'ahil. It created a tumas ohel over that, and it makes everything possible. So ba'osa sha'amr. So at that time, the Chazal said, lo yisa adam mechatas ve'efer chatas ma'aviran b'yardin b'svina. So because of that happened, you were concerned, right? So Bechanan Ben Akavya said that it's in this specific cases of that, but it doesn't, you know, extend to anything beyond that, right? And therefore what? So therefore, here too, he would say, since the original mice that happened with this guy who was Tumas, he had a Medrash, Tumas Medrash from the Zov, so that was only by Kodesh, not Truma, so therefore it doesn't apply to Truma over here as well. Okay. Yeah, in other words, it has to be a perfect parallel to the original Maisa, the way it happened. So now, we'll go through a little bit of background. Okay, Ibai Lahu. They asked the following question. Sandal Tame, right? If you had a shoe that's Tame, fine. Sandal Tohor Ma, what's the din if the guy was holding he was carrying a sandal that was Tohor, meaning, is it so far reaching there'd be Osir, you could, even if he was having a sandal tohor with the kodesh, chavis psucha. What if it had a chavis that was open? So that's a problem where you could very well go into the airspace. Chavis tumamai. But what if it was mahu? What if it was closed? Meaning there's no way it's going to get into the avi into the airspace. So what's the halacha in that case? And the avvanasa mahu. And also a third question. What if he did it? He was over. He bidi evan now, and he did carry this sandal that was tame. What's the din? Do they say that the kodesh is now tame, or is it not? So it's interesting. On cases number 1 and 2, the Gemara doesn't answer it. So that's a machlokus as to why the Gemara didn't answer case number. The Gemara's gonna answer case number 3. So let's see the answer number 3, and we'll go back and discuss 1 and 2 as well. So the case number 3, in the case where what happened, the guy did it, Avar Venasa Mahu, so Rabbi Ila Omar im Avar Venasa Tame. If he did it, and he carried the Kodesh with the sandal that was Tame, the food's no good. Rabbi Zera Omar Avar Venasa, he shouldn't have done it, but if he did, Tohor. It's not, still the food's still pure. So that's only case number 3, Machlokas Bidi Evid, what happened. But what about the first two cases where it was the sandal Tohor, it was the Chavis Stuma. So the Siach Yitzchak says that the case here is for sure going to be Tame, even Bidiyavid. And then it's a Machloik. The Zecher Lechagiga says the exact opposite. The Morsi says it's not. It's going to be Tohor in these cases, even if you weren't Machmir like you were supposed to be. So that's a Machloikas case 1 and 2. Either it's so obvious it's Tame, it's so obvious it's Tohor, but in the case number 3, that's the machlokas here between Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Zera. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Kelim shenigmarim b'tahara. Yeah, kelim, they were finished and completed in the state of tahara, right? So you have to toivel them for kodesh, but you don't have to toivel them for truma, what the Mishnah said. Someone asked like this, digamrin human, who exactly finished working on these kelim? If you're going to tell me it's a chaver, a person who's machbid and is very meticulous, all the halachos, he's going to make sure nothing is going to happen. So then what do you have to tovel them? He's a chaver. He's so careful to make sure nothing wrong happened. Ella, so it must be, it wasn't a chaver, says the Gemara. Digamrin hu am haaretz. It was an Am Haaretz, he did it. But then the problem with that, if you're going to learn that the Pshat is that an Am Haaretz, when it, Nigmar and B'Tahara, Kari Lahu, how could you say that they were finished and completed in a state of Tahara? The very fact that Am Haaretz touched them makes them Tomei, so it can't be. So, Am Rav Bar Shela, Am Rav Matano, Amir Shmuel, La'ol and Nigarmin and Chaver. No, really, the Teretz is the way we said originally that a Chaver was the one who did it. However, Umishum Sinora da Am Haaretz. But there's a concern that the sinor here means like the spit of saliva of an Am Haaretz could have fallen on them, and that would have made them tohor if he was a zav. So I'm going to ask, Dinafol Amos, when did this hypothetical saliva fall onto the kli? So Elema, if you're going to tell me that it fell onto the kli, Mekayme de Ligmarei, that before it was completed, well, Ha lav monahu. It's not really a kli yet, so therefore it can't be makabel tuma when it's still being formed. It has to. The din is that a kli only is able to be makabel tumah once it's completed. So if the spit came on in the early stage, it's not a problem. So Ella must be, says the Gemara, bosta de gamri. It must be after he had finished off the kli. But again, now we just said we're talking about a chavir. Mishar zohir buhu, right? He's very careful about it. He's not going to make sure any saliva falls on it. So there's no concern here that could have become tame. So now, how are you going to learn this? So, la'olam mekayim digmari. Really, no. It's going to be that the saliva fell on before he completed it. At that point, the chaver is not yet guarding it to becoming tame. The dilma be'idna digamire adain lechahu. He. Maybe it became moist, wet from it at while he was forming it, and then it was still wet. It was still, there was still some of this saliva on there, moist, when it was finished. And then when he finished it, that he might have had, you know, Hesach Hadas or something like that, when he realized it, and therefore that's really the concern that it would be a problem. Okay, so Tevila in Herav Shemesh Lo. So the Gemara says, yeah, for it needs Tevila, right, but it does not need Herav Shemesh. It doesn't have to wait for the sundown after it went to the mikveh. Okay, a little bit of background to understand the next part, that any kli that they use for the paraduma, they would tovel it, and they would use it before Herav Shemesh. This is bedavka to go against the shita of the tzedukim, that they held that the kli would require Herav Shemesh. And so because many times we see throughout the Shas that when the tzedukim held an opinion that we wanted to prove that they were wrong, so bedavka went to an extreme, or we took strong measures to show that they did not have the correct Masorah. Okay, so let's go like this. Continuing now. Masnisin delo k'Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, the Mishnah now is not going with the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Detanan, we learned the Mishnah in Parah, Perakeh. Shoferesh shechosachoh l'tachatos. You had a tube that you cut in order to put the Afer of the paradum into for the chatas. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Yitbo Miyad. According to Rabbi Lezer, you have to tovel this immediately. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yitame Va'achakach Yitbo. First, you make it tame by like it touches a sheretz or something, and then after that, you tovel it. V'havinam bo, and we said in this case, the chasochaman, right? Who's the one who's actually cutting this? Similar to the case we just had. Ilem de chasocha. The chasocha chaver lamali tevila. If you can tell me the chaver was the one who was cutting this for the eight for the paraduma, why do you have to be tovel it? Right? He was makpid on it. He knows he keeps all the halachas very well, so you don't have to tovel it. Ela the chasocha amharetz. So it must be that an amharetz cut it. Baha lema Rabbi Yehoshua yitame v'yitbo. In that case, Rabbi Yehoshua say you have to make it tame and then tovel it. Right? Hatamehu. Hatameh v'koi. It's already Tameh. And Amharetz made it. So how are you going to learn it? Mimon of Shach. It doesn't make sense to say that a chaver cut. It doesn't make sense to say that the Amharetz did it. So Amar Rabba Bar Sheila, Amar Rav Masno, Amar Shmuel, La'oilam dechascha chaver. Really, pshat is that the chaver is the one who's cutting it. Aye, so the question was still there, so then why do you have to be tovel it? It's really not a problem. Mishum tzinor dam haaretz. It's the same thing we saw earlier, that we're concerned about the saliva, the spit of an am haaretz could have touched it, right? Dinafal, it fell on it. Amas. So when did it fall on it? It's the ilim and mekaymed ele. If you're going to tell me that it happened before he cut it, we'll have lamonu. It's still not a kli, and we just said that he can't become tame if it's not yet a kli at that point in time. So the ela must be bos dechasucha. It must be a case where it was already cut. Once it's already cut, mis hazorbo. Right? So he's going to be very careful about it to make sure that nothing falls on it. Once, you know, he doesn't want it to become tame now that it's already at that late stage. So la'olam mekayimidile. Really, no. We're going to say pshat is that the spit fell on before it was actually cut. He. And maybe while it fell on before it was a kli. So at that point, we're not concerned about it. But he didn't realize that it was still moist from that. And now it's finished being a kli. And at that point, it could become tame, this shwaferis. Okay, so it says the Gemara, good. Bishleim el Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, I understand. We have a case, Rabbi Yeshua, Hainid Ika Hekeir Letzedukin. We want to make sure that the Sedukin are wrong, so therefore we go out of the way that we people, the Chazal want us Dafka to show that we don't follow them, so we didn't. Ditzinan, like we learned the mission in Parah, Perak Gimel, Metamen Hayes HaKohen Hasoref Es HaParah. They would make Tomei, the Kohen, who was doing the Parah Duma, Lahotzi Miliba and Shel Tzedukin, to order to counter the opinions of the Sedukin. Because they would say, "B'ma'orve shemesh ha'isa nases." It had to be something that hair of shemesh, right? That according to the Sedukim, anyone who was involved in the whole paraduma had to be completely tohar, right? They went to Sevila, they did hair of shemesh. The Chazal said, "No, it could be done immediately after they went to the mikvah. They don't have to wait for a hair of shemesh." So again, we want to make it clear and demonstrate that we reject this opinion of the Sedukim. So they would bedavka be metama the person with the sheretz, who was again the person who was doing the paraduma, and then tov them. So that's pshat now why Rabbi Yeshua says that this shofaris you have to make it tameh before you do what? Before you take it to the mikvah. The elabot Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer, e amar bishlema ba'alma ba'enei harav shemesh. If you can do it in general, you require after you finish a kli, you have to harav shemesh. Hainid ike hekir letzedukin. Okay, that makes sense because now we're doing something different to make a hekir for them. For the Sedukin, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the shofaris used for the paraduma, it would have normally required harav shemesh. Here we're using it beforehand. Ela'i amar ba'alma lo be'in harav shemesh. But if you can tell me, in general, we don't require sunset, right, after it went to the mikvah to remove the tummy, the tumor that happened because the amharetz touched it. All you have to do is just tovel it, right? So then, my hekeru letzedukimika. What are we doing different to disprove the tzedukim over here, right? It must be that Rabbi Lezer holds that you need harav shemesh for when something became tummy by an amharetz. So then, it comes out according to this, the Mishnah, which was saying that tzevil alone would have been sufficient. That's not going to work now with the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, right? So Amar Rav, Rav says, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer really doesn't require harav shemesh for these kelim, but nevertheless, there is some sort of hekir that we're doing it. Now, on the top of Amud Beis. Asauha kitme sheres. We treat this shofaris with the chumras as if it had become tame like a sheretz. Okay, so the first way they wanted to say that maybe this required actually harav shemesh says no. Now we just feel like it's tame with a sheretz, right? And the kelim for the paraduma we treat them like they became tame through a sheretz. So elameata. Lo tatami odom. Okay, if that's true, that the shofaris is treated like it became tamei from a sheretz, so then that shouldn't make an odom tamei, because something that became tamei from a sheretz, that becomes a rishon, right? Now, a rishon can't be matame an odom. So then the Gemara asks, Allah matanyas, then why do we learn in a braisa, choscha umat bila, to'un tvila? The one who cuts it and tovels the shofaris for the paraduma, he himself needs to go to the mikvah, so that shows that the Mosheris did mitamehim, right? Taught when it requires tevila. So Ella, no. Asa'ua kitame mace. Okay, so now we bumped it up a level. Not pshat that we treated like it touched a sheretz, but now it touched something that was a mace. That, a mace, would be mitame an adam. It's a higher level of tumah. Okay, so we're asked, Sihochi, if that's true, then the shoferis, Tiboy Hazosh Shlishi Vishvi. Okay, so let's work this out. Let's be consistent. If that's true now. Now you want to tell me that we made the shoferis like a Tame mace, so then it should require Hazal, you have to sprinkle on the third day and the seventh day, like anything became Tame mace. Salamatanyas, then why do we learn in a braisa? Hochcha matbila ton tvila, right? We just said you the guy who cuts it has to go to tvila. Tvila in, but the diag is like this. All he needs is tvila. Hazah shlishi shvi lo, but it doesn't require to be spritzed with on the day 3 and 7. Se'ela, no, you have to say it like this. Asa'ua kitame mace bishvi'i shelo. So now now is our fourth way of reconciling it. That the pshat is that we made it like the tummy mace on the seventh day, meaning after they did the huzzah on 3 and 7, so it's still tummy, and it would make tummy to someone who touches it, but it itself only requires tevila, and you don't have to do any more huzzah on it. Okay, Bahatanya, one second, I'll ask you on that now. Me'olam lo chidshu davar b'para. We learned in a braisa that the Chachamim never didn't make any chidushim when it came to the halachas of Tuma by the para Duma. In other words, even though the Chazal added like chumras to the procedure, they didn't create a new halacha for it that you don't find elsewhere, right? And we just said that if a tub, this shofaris, is treated like it had tamei mace, so that would be a chiddush that you don't find anywhere else. So Amar Abaye answers, Shelo Amru Kordam Mitame Moshav. So what it means like that? It means when Chalal they don't make any chidushim these things. It doesn't mean like this. It means they didn't make a cordum, like a spade, a shovel, something like that, that a zav would sit on. They don't make it with the tumah of a moshav, right? So they keep the basic halachas of tumah over here. Kiditanya hayoshev al hakli, right? When it says when this week's parsha, someone's sitting on a zav who sits on a kli, so he has to. He has to wash his clothes, go to the water, he's tummy until the nighttime. So Yochel, you might have thought, Kofa Sa'a V'yashav Aleha, if the guy turns over a type of kli that's used to measure a Sa'a, and he sat on that, right? Or if he turned over Tarkav, a Tarkav is like a Lashon of Trey Kav, it means like half a saw, right? V'yashav Aleha, and he sits on that, so you would think that Yehei Tame, he's going to be Tame because it's to Moshe, it's like he sat on, and these things are not Miyushav, they're not the, not things that are normally sat upon. So Talmud Loma, the Braisa tells us, in order to think not like that, Hayoshiva Hakli Asher Yeshiv Alav Yitma. The Zav sits on something which is normally sitting on, right? So what's the diik? Misha miyucha liyeshiva, something that's designated for sitting. People that normally sitting on yotzeze, but this excludes these types of kelim, right? Sha'omrim lo, if a person was sitting on, so we say to him, amod, get up, v'nasim lachtagnu, I need it, I have to do my work, right? If you're using a shovel or these types of measuring bowls, people don't sit on them, so that's not a problem of a tumor by Zav sitting on it. Even if Zav would sit on it, it's a lower level. That's just like as Zav touched them, but not the that's the medris of that, right? So now the same halach would apply to the kelim that were used for preparing the paraduma. Sapshat, the Chazal didn't add a chumra to it. Really, it's just that it's considered to be the same level as something that a Zav would sit on. Okay. The Mishnah said that a kli combines tzir of kli, everything that's inside of it, so that works only for kodesh, but not for truma. Okay, minohani mili. So what's the source? Where do you learn this out from? So Amar Rabbi Chanin, the Amar Kral, the pasuk says kaf. And the diak is from this word kaf. It says one. Pan kafachas asar zoha mele ketores, so it's filled with 10 shekel full of ketores. V'kosav asar lechol ma shebekaf achas. So the pasuk treats everything that's inside this one pan, it's like one unit, even if they're not necessarily attached. So you see from here, this is the source in the Torah for tziruf kli. Most of Rav Kahana attacked is hosif Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Akiva added on to this a list of things. Hasoles is a flower. Vakitoris is the ketores. The levon, the frankincense, vakecholim, and the coals are used. Sheim noga tevul yom b'miktoso. If a tevul yom, again, that's a person who's gone to mikveh, but has not yet had herv shemesh. So if he would touch one of them, posoles kulo, it would posel everything because they're all inside the same kli, and that's tzir of kli. So you see that they are. V'ha d'rabanan hi. So if you're telling me that this is tzir of kli, that's a din d'rabanan. That's not a din deraisa mimai. Mikitani reisha heid Reb Shimon ben Beseira al efer chata shenaga bet hatame b'miktoso shetim es kulo. Reb Shimon ben Beseira said the following din: if someone would touch the ashes, the efer, the para duma, right? Even if you touch part of it, that makes the whole thing tummy. Vikitani, and then what? Hosif Rebbe Akiva. And he says right after Rebbe Akiva added. So it shows like Rebbe Akiva is adding on something that was a din de Rabbanan, not a din de Oraisa. Okay. For Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Then we'll go to the top now. So finish up this thing. We'll go on top of Chav Dalid.
Lo nitzvicha ele shari mincha. Rabbi Akiva's din is something for the remaining parts of the mincha, right? I mean, there's a kmitza you do from the korban mincha, and that's eaten by the kohen. So de'oraisa tzarich likli vakli mitzarfo. She'ein tzarich likli ein kli mitzarfo. So anything that on a de'oraisa level needs a kli, right? Because you have to put the mincha into a kli. So on that level, if you need it, then there'll be tzir of kli on that. If you don't need it on thing, it's not going to be combined, and the remainder part of this korban mincha doesn't need a kli anymore because it's being given to the kohen right after you took out the kmitza. So what comes out that the flour is not considered to be on a d'oraisa level connected to it. So therefore, v'asur rabbanim v'gozur da'af agav de'in a tzarech l'kli. So it comes along the rabbanim and say, no, even if it doesn't need the kli, meaning this leftover of flour from the mincha. Kli mitzarfo. Nevertheless, it is combined. Okay, so teinach solus. That works out very well in the case of the solus, because you could say, okay, we're now talking about what was left over from the mincha. Ketores lavona ma'iklamim. Okay, very nice. What are you going to say about the ketores, the incense, and the frankincense? Right. In these cases, you certainly need a kli. Right. But if the din is only on a deraisa level, so then why did Rabbi Akiva put them on his list? So Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabba Bar Avua, Kigon Shitzavaran Agabe Kartavla. A Kartavla is like a board made out of leather. So he put them on there, but he piled them up on this instead of putting them into an actual kli that will like contain them. So now, what's the din like this? De'oraisa, on a Torah level, if you're talking about a kli, yesh lo toch mitzarif. If it has an inside, then that's going to combine everything and make it considered to be one. Ein lo toch, but if something that doesn't have an inside, meaning like it's flat, ein mitzarif, it's not going to combine them. So therefore, v'os rabbon v'tignu da'af agav de'ein lo toch mitzarif. So that's what the Chazal came along and added on, that even if it doesn't have an inside, it nevertheless is going to be mitzarif, and combine everything that you put on this flat board. This flat, like, again, kartavla. Pligi de Rebbe Chanan ad Rebbe Chaya bar Abba. And this opinion of Rebbe Chanin is against, what did Rebbe Chanin say? He said that Tziruf is din d'oraisa, that's against Rebbe Chaya bar Abba. Amar Rebbe Chaya bar Abba, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, me'eduso shel Rebbe Akiva, nishneis mishne zu. This mishnah was taught based upon the edus, the testimony of Rebbe Akiva. In other words, the mishnah is teaching us that tzir of kli follows the Rebbe Akiva. That's only a din d'rabbanan. According to Rebbe Chanin, he held that it's based on a din d'oraisa, and that would be the machlokus between these two tanoim. Okay, we will stop here, and in Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up at the two dots, Revi B'Kodesh Pasul.